What are simple ways to express love for our global community and our planet?
Yes, my dear Jimmy, a wonderful question. God bless you indeed, my dear Fintian. So, let's jump in with a wonderful question, my dear Fintian, which all can begin to work with. And this is a very, very good thing, my dear friends, for all of you. We hope all of your ears are perking up here, including the kitty cats and the puppy dogs. God bless you indeed, my dear Fintian. The most effective way to express love to others and indeed the planet Earth herself is to know, to acknowledge the perfection that everyone and everything is right now. Now, this might be a hard one for some. We honor this, that sometimes your mind will say, well, certainly it can't be perfection if someone here is breaking into someone else's house or worse. That's not perfection. Indeed, my infant here, we want to remind you that indeed, if you saw a lion attack a gazelle in the wild, it's hard to watch. But would you, my infant, say that that's not perfection? You might say to us, it's hard to watch. I don't want to watch that. But I know here that sometimes lions eat gazelles, and that is what happens. God bless you indeed here. So I suppose that there is a perfection here in the way that nature is working. This is the same with indeed your human community. Although it is very difficult to think like this, we understand. Because indeed the mind will begin to draw up tremendous atrocities. We understand this. And it does not make things good or right, God bless you indeed. But we want for you to honor that there is a perfection occurring for the growth, for the expansion, for the learning of consciousness itself, always. So let us take it down here to the microcosm a little bit. Let us say that you're thinking about a person. So right now, we want everyone to think about someone in their lives who you'd really like to change. You'd really like to give them a good self-help book. Or you'd really like to indeed forward this recording here to them here so that indeed they could better their lives. God bless you indeed. So if you pause for a second and you bring this person to mind, you might want to close your eyes for a moment. And we want you to see them the way that God sees them. You can use any word for God you want, consciousness, love, light, perfection, it's all right. What if right now they were perfect? Not different than what they are, but what if, indeed, a little angel came to your shoulder to whisper and said, actually, this person is getting straight A's in the spiritual world because of what they are doing and what they are working through here and the way that they are processing. You'd say, well, goodness gracious, who am I to try to change them then? Yes. So to see the world, to see community, to see humanity, to see your society and each and every single individual, and including yourselves, as perfection, the way that God sees them, knowing that indeed my infant, although it may not make sense to your mind, they are in perfect time and in perfect order. Acknowledging individuals like that is such a tremendously high frequency because no one is doing that practically. Not for themselves, not for another, not for the world. Very, very, very few individuals are looking at themselves and others and the world as perfection. Because everyone is still working here with the old belief system of if it were different, it would be better. So when you pause to look at individuals and say, this person is perfection, I see the God in them, I honor whatever journey they're on, I love you just as you are, without trying to change or alter or fix you. Indeed, my dear, if you can do that for others, for yourselves, and indeed for the world, then you will be holding the highest vibration available. One good thing about this as well is that when indeed you're looking at another or the world like this, you're looking at another and the world from that very same vibration. Meaning that you're holding it, the unconditional love, without trying to shift or change in you as you look at another. So you're benefiting yourself as well. God bless you indeed, my infant here. Well, this is what we would encourage you to do, my dear Jamie, here, and it is the most effective and relatively the simplest way, my dear Frontier, to assist with this. Indeed, it makes a powerful impact. It's a wonderful question here, and it's excellent for the entire group. We thank you for asking it, my dear Jamie. God bless you indeed here. We love you. Hip, hip,